Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for this time that we are in the house of the Lord. We rejoice in your presence. And we know, Lord, you also rejoice over us in your love. And we thank you for this weekend. We thank you for the yokes that are being broken. We thank you, Lord, for the oppressed that are set free. We thank you for the bands of wickedness that are loosed. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord, for your word this morning. Every time that we hear that word, we know it brings light into our lives. And we want to glorify you in the message of the Lord this morning. And we thank you. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Now, a short message. The title of my message this morning is Go Forward. Amen?
Amen.
Go forward. Amen. And I'm going to start here in Exodus chapter 14. And I'm going to read a few verses here. You know, every time we have these consecrations and so forth, I always take out a little extra time, you know, beyond the 3 days or whatever, to seek the Lord and pray for the church and so forth like that. And, well, here's what God wants me to tell you this morning. So, it's going to bless your hearts. Amen? Exodus 14, I'm going to start at verse 13. Now, you may know the story. Moses had gone to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt and so forth like that. And Pharaoh was chasing them down after God hardened his heart. And so, finally, they came up against the Red Sea. You know, Pharaoh chasing them down behind. And the Red Sea was in front of them. No place to go. Verse 13 of Exodus 14. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show unto you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Can I get an amen on that? Well, you know, I'm going to read some things, and I may say some things. And if you like the sound of it, you know, it's okay to shout. Amen? Especially when you hear the word, you know, the word of God. You know, it's okay to shout the victory. You know, so listen to this again. The Egyptians, whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Now, the Egyptians represent all your tormentors. Amen?
Amen?
That's right. Those people that are tormented and, you know, so forth like that. You know, the oppressors and their taskmasters and all that. The Lord shall fight for you.
Amen.
And ye shall hold your peace.
Amen.
That's right. That means it's going to be the Lord's taking care of business. You're not going to have to do nothing just except to just trust in the Lord and see his salvation. Amen. And the Lord said unto Moses, You know, wherefore you cries thou unto me, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward.
Amen.
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 Well, you know, they are up against the Red Sea, you know, and no place to go. Pharaoh's army charging behind them and so forth. The Lord said, go forward. But lift up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry land, dry ground through the midst of the sea. So the Lord says, go forward. And that is the title of this message today, is go forward. That is forward always, backwards never. Amen. We're always going to go forward. You know, and so now, well, the children of Israel, there was no place. In fact, you know, it was absurd to tell them to go forward. And some of them turned around and told Moses, go forward to where? The sea is in front of us. You could have left us in Egypt. Didn't we have graves there to die in? I mean, why do you bring us out here? What are we going to do now? Go perish inside the sea? How can we go forward? Well, you know, let me say this to you this morning. By the word of the Lord. When you hear the word of the Lord for you to go forward, like you are hearing it this morning, if you don't go forward, the Red Sea will remain a Red Sea. But the moment you go forward, hallelujah, that Red Sea is going to be parted. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, you may be facing, it doesn't matter what your situations you are facing. You know, I'm going to give you some scriptures, then I'm going to say something. You know, listen to this scripture in Joshua chapter 3 and verse 6. Now, Joshua, of course, you know, he experienced the parting of that Red Sea. Now, before I go to Joshua, you know, I neglected to read. Let me read verses 21 and 22 of Exodus 14 real quick. Let me go back to that for a minute, just to show you that they actually did go over, you know, they actually did go over on dry land. Let me read that, so we'll know that actually did happen. So, verse 21, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strongest wind all that night. He made it a heap, you know, and he made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. The whole time, the pillar of fire was separating the camp, you know, their camp from the Egyptian chariots and so forth. The pillar of fire stood, and those horses, you know, they couldn't go through. You know, so the Lord kept them at bay while he took care of this miracle. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground. Can I get amen on that? And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. God heaped up the waters, you know, and they went on dry ground because the word of the Lord said so. But he said, go forward. Never mind the Red Sea. Never mind what's behind. Just go forward. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, Joshua was somebody that was in that company, and he experienced that miracle, and he saw it firsthand. So he's going to do something here in Joshua chapter 3. Let's read Joshua chapter 3, and I'm going to start at verse 6 now. This story is a little bit different. This time is the River Jordan. It's not the Red Sea. But Joshua is going to have a similar experience here. And Joshua is commanding the people to carry the ark, you know, and so forth like that. So let's read Joshua chapter 3, just a couple of verses real quick there, starting at verse 6. And Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, now notice what the Lord said to Joshua. This day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. Now remember, Moses said, the Lord will fight for you, and ye shall stand still. Hold your peace. Say, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So, and Joshua is getting his commandment from the Lord, the same thing. He said, when they get to the brink, now let them stand still, because I'm going to do something. Amen? Amen, people? The Lord is going to do something, but they must cross. They must go forward. They can't stay there and then stop. Now, they need to stand still for a minute and see the salvation of the Lord, but then they need to move forward. Now, so, here's the way it works. Verse 13. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, as soon as their feet shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand up even as an heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed and so forth, you know, they went, and those who were bearing the ark went before them and so on and so forth. And verse 15, and as they that bore the ark were come to Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped into the brim of the water. Now, at that time of the year, Jordan overflowed its banks, because that's the time they said it's overswelling of Jordan. It happened at that time. As soon as they put their feet in the water, you know, that time of year, Jordan was overflowing and so forth, all the banks, you know, and so on. He said, as soon as they did that, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up as an heap, very far, see, and so forth like that. And then the waters of Jordan just stood up as a heap, and they passed through on dry land, because the Lord said, go forward. Amen? Amen, people? Let us go forward. Now, because of the problems and afflictions and challenges and so forth, you know, different things that we face, You know, we have opportunity from time to time to not go forward. You know, you have opportunity to look and just dwell on your circumstances, on the problems, on the issues that you have. But hear ye the word of the Lord here this morning. In Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, I'm going to just read a couple of verses in Ecclesiastes 11. Now, I want you to know that, you know, looking at the circumstances and, you know, looking at the situation around you, that's not going to help you very much. That's just going to put you in despair sometimes. Listen to this, Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 3. Now, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth, you know, so nothing to it, you know, clouds have rain in it, you know, then the rain will fall. So that's it, the cloud is doing its thing, the rain is doing its thing. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where it falls, there it shall be. So, you know, the wind might blow the tree to fall this way or, you know, fall the other way, or the clouds may be this way, you know, so what? You know, let them do their thing is what it's saying. But he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. You know, because the person that says, well, you know, there's wind today and so forth, and I can't do anything. You know, the clouds are dark, I can't do anything. Well, you're not going to get any results. That's what the scripture is saying. Hello? Now, there is a message that we have on the website, you know, so I encourage you to listen to it. It's called High Winds or Dark Clouds. Faith still marches on. You know, so you might listen to that, you get a blessing from it. You know, so, you know, but the situation is, you know, if you're looking at the situation, he that observeth the, you know, I mean, he that observeth the wind, you know, he won't sow. And if you don't sow, you're not going to reap. Also, he that looks at the clouds, say, well, you know, this and so forth, they won't do anything because they're just looking at the situations and the environment and so forth. But God wants you to follow the word of promise. Amen. And follow and go forward. He doesn't want you to just, you know, stand there and all that. You know, now, the Lord always wanted people to go forward. He wanted people to even look back. Now, there's a story in the book of Genesis chapter 19. Now, this story, some of you may have heard it or read it. It's about Lot and his family when God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And God told him that he should get out of the place and not look back at all. He said, go forward and don't look back at all. Just go forward. Told him. Now, if you want to turn to Genesis chapter 19, I'm going to just read a couple of verses starting at 15. Now, Genesis 19 and 15. Now, the Lord is fixing to destroy that place, to wipe it out. But he was going to have mercy upon Lot and his family. Verse 15, Genesis 19. And when the morning arose, the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. So God gave him a chance to get out of the place. And while he tarried, that's why he lingered. You know, God told him, get out of there. You know, while he lingered, you know, the angels had to grab his hand. The angel grabbed his hand and the hand of his wife and the hand of his two daughters, because the Lord had mercy on him, you know, because he was tarrying. God didn't want to destroy him with the rest of the city, so God just had to get him out of there, you know. God had to drag him out of there, you know, and, you know, they brought him out of the city and so forth. Verse 17, and it came to pass, when they had brought them forth, you know, that he was told, he said, escape for thy life. That's go forward. Look not behind thee at all. Neither stay thou at all in the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Keep going. Don't look back. Don't even stop. Just keep going. You know. But of course, some of you may know the story. In verse 26, after they did escape, his wife looked back from behind him. My goodness. The Lord told them, forward only. Don't even look back. But she did look back. And what happened? She became a pillar of salt right there. My goodness, that's a sad story. God wants us to go forward, amen? Don't go backwards at any time. Now, listen to this exhortation, you know, that you will find in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Now, we've been preaching on faith and so forth like that, and last week we talked about, you know, the anatomy of faith and how you get your faith working and so forth. And this Hebrews chapter 11 is full of all of that, but I'm going to talk about something else this morning. Now, these same people that had this promise and knew how to see the promise afar off and know how to be persuaded and knew how to embrace and confess the promises, listen to what happened to them in verse 15. Now, all of that we preached about in verse 13 last week. Listen to verse 15 of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 15. And truly, if they had been mindful of the country from whence they came out, that's in other words, if they continue to be mindful of their past and be looking back all the time, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Hello? If you are mindful of your past all the time, well, you have opportunity to return to the past. But the Lord said, forget that and go forward. Go forward this morning. Amen? And also, even in spiritual things. In spiritual things. It works the same way. Listen to this in Philippians chapter 3. I'm not going to preach very long this morning. Philippians chapter 3. And I'm going to read verses 13 and 14. This is what Paul had to say. Philippians 3 and 14. Well, let me start at 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. In other words, I don't think that I've arrived yet. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press forward. I press toward that I go forward toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in God in Christ Jesus. Can I get amen on that? Paul said, look, forget the things that are behind. This is what Paul did. He said, look, I forgot the things, you know, leave the things that are behind. And then let me move forward. Let me press always, you know, into greater things in God, you know. So it works not only for natural things, it also works for spiritual things. Now, you say forgetting the things that are behind, yes. Whether they be good things or bad things, it doesn't matter. You know, now some people are always resting on their oars, you know, like, oh well, you know, I did this for the Lord yesterday or last year or 2 years ago or 10 years ago and so forth. That's in the past. That was then. What about today? You know, so you always got to move forward. Now, of course, we should acknowledge what God did in the past and give Him glory for it, you know, so we know that. You give the Lord the glory for the things He did in the past and so forth, if they were good things, and then, you know, for the good things that the Lord did in your life, then you move forward, you know. Now, for the things that were depressing and were not so much joyful in your life and so forth, you leave them in your past, and then you move on. Amen? Amen, people? You know, some people have their hand, their finger on the rewind button all the time. Always constantly rewinding that thing, you know, and going back, you know. You know, well, you know, and I leave that rewind button alone. Go forward, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you are going to rewind that button at all, rewind it one time and erase it and record over it. Amen. Leave all that stuff in the back that were not so pleasant. Today is a new day. Today is a day that you must go forward. Now listen to what the psalmist said. In Psalm 27, when he said, look, you know, though an host should encamp around me, though war should rise up against me, I will not fear. Amen? Amen. I will even be confident, because in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them all. You can read the whole psalm. You know, he said, you know, in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them all. You know, I'm not worried about, you know, the things that surround me and so forth. I'm pressing forward. I'm going on. You know, and I'm, in the name of the Lord, I'm going to get the victory. Amen. That's what he said. And in fact, he said, look, he said the same thing in Psalm 118. He said, all nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord, you know, I will destroy them all. And in another place, he said, look, by my God, I have run through a troop. And by my God, I've leaped over a wall. So the wall that was in front of him did not keep him down. The wall could not stop him. Troops could not stop him. Amen? Don't let the challenges that you are facing today stop you from moving forward. You must move forward. That's what God said. He said, go forward. Now, you may see the Red Sea. You know, you may see that there is no way at all. Well, you know, the Red Sea, let me tell you this. The Red Sea remained the Red Sea as long as there was no need for the children of Israel to cross through it. You know, as long as, you know, they were there, you know, and so forth like that, you know, before they got to the brink of the sea, you know, it was just a sea. But when there was a need for them to cross through because of the word of the Lord that came forth, you know, the sea parted. But they have to move forward. You know, so here is the deal. You know, the problems that you are facing right now, you know, the Spirit of the Lord says, as you go, your way shall be opened up before you. But it's as you go. You can't, you must go. You, if you stay in the same place, if you don't get up and move forward, then the door is not going to open. The way is not going to open. The Red Sea is not going to part. But when you get up and you move forward, when you go forward, then God is going to part the Red Sea. Amen. God is going to bring the walls of Jericho down. When you get up and go forward. And go up against those walls. But if you stand where you are and say, well, you know, how are we going to do it? How am I going to survive? And so forth like that. Well, that's exactly the way you're going to be. But you must get up. And you must go forward. And never mind, you know, you say, well, I can't go forward. There's a roadblock. Well, the Lord said, go forward anyhow. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, I need some people that will take God at His word in here this morning. You know, that's the kind of faith that God wants. God doesn't like it too much when people can't challenge the Lord, you know. God wants you to challenge Him. Put His word to the test. Amen. If God said something, step out in faith and believe what He said and see what the Lord is going to do for you. But if you don't step out, if you don't do anything, you just sit there and so forth like that. There's a story in 2 Kings chapter 7. Those of you who were in the Faith Lab on Friday, you may have heard me mention this story briefly. Elisha the prophet, he prophesied about the great thing that God was going to do. There was a famine in Samaria. I mean, for that period of time and so forth, you know, because the enemies cut off their supply. They surrounded them and all that. So Elisha said, well, by this time tomorrow, all that is going to change. Things will be so cheap, you will even wonder how it got to be that way. Well, of course, you know, somebody didn't believe it. And so the prophet said, well, you know, you'll see it, but you won't partake of it. Well, that's not my story at all. But there was a story there of four lepers that were outside the city. And, well, they said within themselves, they said, well, you know, if we go back into the city, the famine is there, it's going to kill us. Well, if we go forward to the camp of the Syrians, well, maybe they'll save us alive, and maybe they will kill us. But we're going to make a choice. We can either go back and die, or go forward and take a step of faith. Amen? But they said, we will go forward. And they went forward to the camp of the Syrians, and God did something incredible. As they were going, God created some sounds and different things and so forth like that. It looked like there were chariots and thousands of horses and armies coming and so forth. And the Syrians heard that, and they all fled. My goodness. Because four lepers decided to go forward. Now, they could have gone back into the city and died. By their own admission, they said, look, and you can read it in the first few verses of 2 Kings chapter 7. They said, if we stay here, we're going to die. If we go back, we're going to die. There's only one thing that remains, is to go forward. Hallelujah, somebody. That's right. If you stay in your situation where you are in, then nothing is going to change. And if you go back, you're only going backwards. Praise God. So you must do something different. You know, to get a different result, you must do something different than you're doing right now. If you do the same thing, you will get the same result. You know, but to get something, a different result, and you should also listen, you know, to the message that's called Unusual Faith and Uncommon Results, you know, on the website. You know, when somebody does something different, you know, they get uncommon results. And one of the things God, what God wants me to tell you this morning is that you must go forward. Don't remain where you are. You must get up and go forward. Even in spiritual things, you must press forward. You cannot be complacent. You cannot be satisfied with the status quo. You must press forward. Well, the problem with the church today, not this church exactly only, but the church in general, is that people are too satisfied with the status quo. They're just satisfied with come to church on Sunday, sing a few songs, shout a victory, and so forth, and go back Monday through Saturday, do whatever, then come back to church the next week, and just go on like that, you know, and so forth like that. You know, just carry on, you know, motions and all that. Well, you know, we're not going to get anything accomplished going through those kind of cycles. What God wants for you is to change something. You need to make a change. And the change He wants you to make today is to go forward. Is to stand up and press forward. Hallelujah. Now, one of the ways, you know, we try to encourage people in these monthly consecrations is an opportunity for you to press deeper into the glory of God. You know, because, you know, our God is a God, verily, that hides Himself. That's what the Bible says. For you to find God, you've got to press into. God doesn't just openly reveal Himself to everybody, you know. He wants the people to seek after Him, you know, so He hides Himself. You know, but for those that will press forward, like John, I mean, like Paul said, look, I am not satisfied with where I am. I'm not satisfied with what was behind. I press toward the mark for the high calling and the prize that is with that mark. There is a goal that I set. You know, and I want to be among the overcomers, Paul said. I want to be among those that will get the highest calling, the highest prize. And I'm pressing forward every day. And I'm not going to let anything hold me back. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So God wants you to get up and go forward this morning. You say, well, you know, my situation is this or that and so forth. God knows your situation. But the word of God is beautiful for every situation. Can I get an amen on that? Beautiful for situations. It's what the Bible calls it. The word of God is ready for every situation. Because God had the capacity before the world began. His mind, you know, everything was already in His mind. And God has the capacity to sustain you. God has the capacity to deliver you. God knows everything that you need. But you must go forward. Hallelujah. Don't stick down where you are. You get up and go forward. Now, you say, you know, even in natural things, the same thing, whatever you want to do in life and so forth like that, you must get up and go forward. You can't, if you just sit down where you are, you know, I mean, consider somebody who is, you know, out of work and doesn't have a job. And they just sit down in the house every day complaining, you know, that, well, you know, things are not going good. The economy is this and that and so forth like that. Well, God wants me to tell you, go forward. Get up and do something. Amen. Get off that couch. Go look for a job already, you know. And unless you are looking, you will not find. Because he that seeks, finds. Can I get an amen on that? That's right. And he that knocks, the door shall be opened unto him. You got to be on that. You got to be knocking on a few doors. You got to be asking a few places. And you got to be seeking. Praise God. Hallelujah. And last week I gave you the acronym SPEC. Today I'm going to give you another acronym, ASK, which is spelled ASK. Amen? Is that how you spell ASK? How do you ask for something? How do you spell it? It's called ASK. And A is for ask. S is for seek. And K is for knock. And Jesus said it Himself. Ask and it shall be opened unto you. Amen? I mean, ask and it shall be given unto you. I'm sorry. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Praise God. That is Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. So there you have in your A, S, and K, which means ask. So ask is more than just ask. You must not only ask, but you must seek, and you must knock. Now, if you go to your friend's house, and you go knock the door, and they don't answer, but you see their car on the driveway, then you are not going to turn back because you know that they are in. Amen? Amen? Then you're going to knock a little harder, or bang on the door, or ring the doorbell, or do something, because you know they are in there. You know, so, you know, when you knock, be persistent. And then it will be opened unto you. There's many stories in the Bible that Jesus told about that. When you seek, keep seeking, and you shall find. You know, now seeking, asking, seeking and knocking requires action on your part. You can't just sit down and just want things to fall into your lap. You must get up. Hallelujah. And this is where the Lord gives you grace, because he will put, you know, the Bible says, while men sleep, the Lord seals the instructions in their hearts. While you are sleeping, he'll put an idea in your mind for you to get up and act on that idea the next day. But if you sit down and you don't go forward, then that's not going to benefit you. So today, a short message, you know, and that God wants you to go forward. I want you to stand to your feet here this morning. If you would, please, let's stand to our feet here this morning. That's all I'm going to say. This, I'm not going to preach very long, like I said, because we're still going to break bread, you know. So, but there's something else that the Lord wants me to tell you. I've already said it in this message, but I'm going to bring it. I'm going to encapsulate everything that I've said in these next few words that I'm about to say. And the Lord said for me to tell you this morning that you must go forward. Amen. Because I spent time praying. I said, Lord, you know, because I always want to seek the Lord and ask the Lord, you know, for something to say to people. He said, well, tell him to go forward. You know, and I remember that, well, there's a place in the scripture for that. So I went and looked it up and so forth like that, you know. And he said, they need to go forward. And there's many people, the Lord said, there's some of you in here today that are not going forward. You are stagnant. You're not going forward. You just remain in the same place, you know, from day to day, from week to week, from month to month, and maybe even from year to year. God wants you to go forward. And even on the job, you know, every year God wants you to have an increase. Amen? Praise God. God doesn't want you to be in the same place that you were last year, a whole year passed, and you are still in the same place. That's not God's plan. God wants you to go forward. Amen? Praise God. But you must recognize within yourself that I must go forward. Forward only, never backwards. Backwards never, forward only. Remember what Hebrews said, if they had, you know, if they would have been mindful of the country. These people were looking for another country, not built with hands. They were looking for a city that God had promised them. They were looking for the promise, you know, but they came out from various places and so forth. And if they had been mindful of the places where they came out, they kept thinking about that, they would have had opportunity to have returned instead of going forward. But they kept going forward. Praise God. Now the children of Israel were always mindful when Moses brought them out. They were mindful of Egypt. They wanted to go back to Egypt all the time. But God said, no, you know, you need to go forward. Egypt represents your past. Jordan, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jordan represents your future. You know, I don't want you to forget the past. I want you to go forward, the Lord said this morning. Lift up your hands this morning. That's what he wanted me to tell you this morning. And I'm going to pray. And I'm going to ask the Lord to help you to lose the bands that are around your neck. To shake yourself from the dust, as Isaiah 52 and verse 2 will tell us. He said, thou captive, thou daughter of Zion, loose thyself from the band. The things that are holding you down, the things that are holding you down from going forward, shake them loose. Get up this morning and go forward, saith the Lord. Now, Lord, I pray this morning. Now, you all know that this is our consecration weekend. And every time we do this, God always breaks yokes and different things. And the prayer of faith has already come forth this morning for God to break that yoke. Now, I pray and I declare and decree that the things that are holding you back, this morning. God will give you understanding for you to know that he has already equipped you to go forward. Can I get an amen on that? God has already equipped you to go forward. And as you go forward, the walls will come crashing down. As you go forward, the difficulties, the challenges, the problems, the clouds, God will blow them away. But you must go forward. You must step out by faith. And you must believe the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord Jesus, watch over that word in the minds and the hearts and the lives of your people. And let them know within themselves this today, that if they ask, they shall receive. That if they seek, they shall find. And if they knock, it shall be opened unto them. And Lord, let them get up this morning and go forward. And even in spiritual things, Lord, help each and every one of us to press forward. Always, every day, pressing forward and never resting on our oars, never being complacent. The Bible says, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. Lord, let us not be at ease, but let us continue to press forward. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that just like God parted the Jordan, as soon as their feet stepped in the water, you know, one of the things the Lord told me, he said also that, thou shalt also decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee, because you have acquainted yourself with the Lord and you have delighted in him, he said. So now I decree in the name of the Lord Jesus, that as you go forward, when your feet steps at the brink of that problem, the Lord will blow that problem away. Hallelujah, somebody. When you step to the brink, when you get just before the wall and so forth, and as you move towards it, never mind that the wall is still there, just keep moving towards it, God will bring that wall down. Hallelujah, somebody. If you understand that, give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That works the same way for even things, and especially things, and the Holy Spirit just reminded me to say that right now. That works for even things, and especially things that are beyond your control. I didn't think of saying that, but the Lord just told me to say that. For things that are beyond your control, like the Red Sea was beyond their control, there's nothing they could do about it. Jordan, there is overflowing its banks, that's normally what it does. It's beyond their control, there's nothing they can do about it. Those things that are beyond your control, that's when you need to stand still first, see the salvation of the Lord, hear his voice, and when he gives you, now the Lord is the commander-in-chief, amen? Amen, somebody? When your commander-in-chief tells you to go forward, you go forward. Praise God. Hallelujah. You must obey that commander-in-chief. And the Bible calls him the seven-star general. Say, he's the one that has the seven stars in his hands. When he gives that command to go forward, you better go forward. Praise the Lord this morning. Lift up your hands and praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And thank him, Lord. Thank the Lord. And say, Lord, I thank you for an opportunity for me to go forward. I will not go back, but I will go forward. Hallelujah. And all for those of you that have decided to follow the Lord Jesus, follow him forward always and never backward into the wall again. I have decided to follow Jesus. The wall behind me and the Lord in front of me, I will follow where he leads. Praise God. Let's continue to press forward, and the Lord is going to bring down those mountains, going to bring down all those obstacles in our way. And until we keep going from victory to victory, from victory to victory, until the Lord comes to take us home. Let's give the Lord a hand clap in here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Give the Lord the praise and give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated.